Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, November 5th. It'll be seen on Dish Network, Satellite 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time. 17,100 head to be sold, 2,600 yearling steers, 1,800 yearling heifers, 10,600 weaned calves. If you like details about when a lot may sell, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call for information 1-800-422-2117.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held each spring and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 27th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 10th, 11th, and 12th at Expo Square. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email. Well, following sluggish cash cattle activity with trade steady in the south and steady to weak trade in the north, well, it's putting more emphasis on the overall direction of the market during early November. It's possible that there could be some early week developments in cash cattle traded in order for packers to get late week deliveries, but more likely, packers will go through the week looking for additional trade volume through the middle of to end of the week. With the month of November now on the books, packers are likely to have access to additional contracted cattle for November deliveries, which can be used to offset the limited cash market trade seen last week. Hog futures continue to remain under pressure with follow-through weakness in pork cutout values and cash prices. The underlying softness in the complex continues to create longer-term concern based on continued production levels through the end of the year. Although moderate export business continued in late October, traders have quickly backed away from the aggressive expectations of hog futures support during spring and summer contracts. On the grains, weakness at all three wheat exchanges following through on last week's selling, with December Kansas City wheat facing its sixth lower close in a row. In addition, December Kansas City wheat appears to have a pennant formation in the works, which would likely point towards a downside breakout if it unfolds in textbook fashion. Weaker trade overnight in the corn market as a plunging energy complex weighs on commodities as a whole. In addition, the latest data from the CFTC showed managed funds holding a larger than expected net long, a concerning proposition considering the reversal posted last week and the follow-through selling witnessed so far. For the month of October, December corn futures closed 19.5 cents higher, but ended 24 cents off the high print of 422. Mixed a weaker trade overnight with losses in soybeans and soybean oil meal, while the meal does cling to small gains. No surprise to see soybean oil leading losses overnight with the meltdown occurring in the energy complex. We're going to check all the futures in a moment.
Let's eat better. Let's eat healthier, and let's find simpler ways to do it. Make swaps while you shop, like whole grain bread over white bread. Use crock pots for easier dinners, and let your kids pitch in to make mealtime more fun. Together, we can all take simple steps to eat better and fill half our plates with fruits and veggies. Let's make every breakfast, lunch, and dinner a healthy winner. Get started today with tasty, healthy recipes at ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
December live cattle up 32 at 108.30. February up 2 cents at 110.40. November feeder cattle up $1.67, 137.40. January up 277, 134.12. December hogs down 5 cents at 65.57. Kansas City wheat, December down 3 quarters, 541.25. March was down 1.25 at 547.75. Chicago wheat, December down 5.25, 598.5. March was down 3 cents, $6 even. December corn unchanged, 398.5. March up 1.75 at 403.25. November soybeans up 4.75 at 1056.5. January's up 5.75 at 1056.25. December cotton down 90, 68.92. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.